Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Come on.
If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent, so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man,
if spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
If spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Come on.
If spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David, about to dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say reppin' Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord today. Bless the name of the Lord. We want to welcome everybody out there that is called in, everybody that is tuned in today. Amen. This is We Got That Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got a word for you today. Amen. So get ready. Hallelujah. To be nourished. Amen. With the bread of life on today. Praise God. It's yours truly is in the building. There's Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. In here with the First Lady, Aisha Prevost. Amen. And we're about to get this party started. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you on today just for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be present. Hallelujah. In a mighty way, Lord, we're asking that you dominate the conversation on today. We ask that you enlighten us, Lord, with your knowledge and your wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us revelation on today. Hallelujah. What you need us to know. Teach us things. Hallelujah. Amen. That no man can teach us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah, for doing what you came to do. Hallelujah, amen. And let's be God all by yourself. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today, Lord. And once again, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Once again, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person that has called in. Hallelujah. Tuned in. Everybody that's on the way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. For everybody out there on the airwaves that's listening. Hallelujah. Amen. On this Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to open up with a scripture. Hallelujah. On today. Amen. We're going to open up with a scripture on today. Amen. We're going to go to Psalms. Hallelujah. 100. Amen. An oldie. Amen. But a goodie. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading out of the New Living Translation on today. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to look at verse 3 just for a second. It says, acknowledge, hallelujah, amen, that the Lord is God. And the King James says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. But this person took it a step further and said, acknowledge it. See, a lot of times we know things, but we won't acknowledge it. Hallelujah. We won't make the confession. Praise God. When you can make the confession, hallelujah, it's something about making the confession. There's power, hallelujah, in making the confession. Why? Because we make the confession with our mouth. And the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that death and life, praise God, reside in the tongue. Hallelujah. And whatever we speak, that's what we're going to eat. Praise God. So when you acknowledge the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. When you put him in his proper place, in his proper position in your life, hallelujah, amen, praise God, things will begin to happen. Doors will begin to open, praise God. But the doors will begin to open up in heaven, and he will pour out blessings you won't have room enough to receive when you acknowledge who he is, praise God, hallelujah. It says he made us, praise God, and we are his. He made us, praise God. I don't care how hard you work, hallelujah, amen, how hard you feel you work to get those degrees, amen, to get the money that you got in the bank, to get the position, praise God, that you got. I don't care how hard you think you fought to win over that woman or to win over that man. Praise God, hallelujah, how much work you think you put, hallelujah, into it. The Bible says he made us, praise God, because a lot of us say we self-made. I'm independent, hallelujah. When you say you're independent, that means you are independent of any other resource beside yourself, hallelujah, praise God. And the Lord says you're not independent, hallelujah, I made you, hallelujah, praise God. Then the writer says, amen, and we are his. See, we get it twisted. We think God belongs to us, praise God, but really we belong to God. We are here to serve God. God is not here to serve us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Then he ends this particular verse 3 with, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, it shows a position. We belong to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are the sheep in his pasture. Hallelujah. What's the pasture? That's where the sheep go and graze. They go eat. They go lay down, take a nap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The sheep recognize that area, does not belong to them. Praise God, that the shepherd is only allowing them, hallelujah, amen, to be there. Praise God, hallelujah. We got to understand that everything we got belongs to God. Hallelujah. He's only allowing us, hallelujah, to have these possessions while we are here. Praise God, hallelujah. That's to tell you alone, nothing belongs to us. Because when we go, hallelujah, the stuff stays. Praise God. Your body don't even belong to you. When you die, hallelujah, amen, your spirit leaves, but your body stays here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we need to acknowledge who God is and understand. Put him in his proper place on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everybody once again that's called in, tuned in. Hallelujah, amen. We are getting ready to hear, hallelujah, a word from the Lord on today. Amen. Praise God. And without, amen, further ado, I am going to turn it over, hallelujah, into the hands of First Lady Prevost today. Praise God as she gets ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Father, thank you. Father, we thank you for your thank you for strength that you give us every day. Father, we thank you for waking us up, starting us on our way. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, I ask you to cover this line and cover everyone on this line from the head to the toe, Father. I bind every wickedness of any that's going to try to stop your people from receiving this word. Father, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Allow me to sit back as you come forth and give a word to the people that you want for them to hear. Father, we ask you to open blind eyes and deaf ears to hear the gifts that you have sent for us to have. In your son Jesus' name, I can pray. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. Amen. So the Lord gave me a word. At work, sitting down, talking with a co-worker, and she was talking to another co-worker about how, like, stuff keeps happening to, you know, how she was saying how she don't even get mad when stuff happens to her because she know all the stuff, she know all the stuff she had done, and, you know, she was feeling as though she was getting paid back. But all the stuff she done, she was like, well, I done it, so it's just coming back on me. Amen, hallelujah. And when she said that, it was like I done heard this from a lot of people. Like, you know, people feel like, oh, it's because I did something in the past. I did this in the past, so yeah, it's just coming back on me. I'm, you know, basically reaping what we have sown. And I was thinking, I was telling her, like, a lot of people say that. A lot of people think, you know, God is repaying them for the sins that they committed. And that's why in their life they're going through certain things. And in her case, she had gotten into a wreck. And she felt like, well, that's the payback. That this God paying me back for my sins, you know. And the Lord gave me a word about, He want to let us know that we have pardoned our sins. You know, he want us to know like that when we feel like we being repaid back, he want us to know like that's not true. Like, you know, he's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. Amen. Amen. And this word, you know, this is for people who like, who fear God, who's turned their life over to God, you know, who's repented to God, and, you know, they now they're trying to live their life out in God, you know, follow what the Lord has for their life, you know. And you feeling like God is still repaying you back for your sin. Amen, hallelujah. And I'm going to some ground scriptures so we can know that it's in the Word. Amen, hallelujah. So I'm going to come from Psalms chapter 103, and it reads, "The Lord is merciful and gracious and slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always shine, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we're going to turn our attention over to Jeremiah chapter 31. Amen. And you can write this down so you can always be remembered of God's mercy and grace towards you when the enemy want to come in and try to tell you that, you know, God hasn't forgiven you and God is, you know, punishing you for the sins you committed in the past. So you want to write this down so you can always revert back to it. So the scripture I'm coming from is Jeremiah 31, verse 33. I'm starting at verse 33. And it says, but this shall be the covenant that I will make Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God. And they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. For the least of them to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. See, that's the part. I will remember their sin no more. Amen. So, and it's one more. It's in Colossians. Someone. And I'm going to start at verse 8. It said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. For in him the world all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who had risen him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins, the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all transgressions, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took out the way, nailing it to the cross. See right there, he let us know he nailed out. See, he took our sins and he nailed them to the cross. Amen, hallelujah. So those were some ground scriptures to let you know God has forgiven our sins. God is not holding our sins against us. And like I started off, God has pardoned our sins. Pardon means the action of forgiving or being forgiven for an error or an offense. You know, when we was out there in the world, we was out there doing everything. We were doing everything but following God. You know, we was lying, stealing, you know, some killing, you name it. You know what you did, you know. We did it. Amen. Hallelujah. And for all of every sin, that every commandment that we broke, the sentence for that sin was death. Every sin, it don't matter what it is, if you stole, the sentence was death. If you lied, the sentence was death. If you committed adultery, it was death. Our rightful sentence for sins that we committed was death. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, when we come to God and we ask for forgiveness, and God forgives us, amen. When he forgave us, he took our sins, he nailed us to the cross, and he said he remembered it no more. No more. So if he took our sins and forgiven us and remembered it no more, why would God turn back on his word and punish us for a sin that he had already forgiven us for? And he covered it. You know, he ain't just forgive our sins. He covered it. He reassured us like, you forgiven. When he forgiven us, it was like we had a clean slate. It was like it was never done. It was like coming out your mother's womb again and reliving life. This is what God's forgiveness looks like. New life looks like. It's like you coming out the womb for the first time again and starting over, starting your life over. But only studying the world, you starting it back over with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord pardons our sins and throws them in the sea in forgiveness, never to be remembered. See, God, he always desired to give us mercy. You know, it was never his intention for us to die. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. It was always for us to answer a call to repentance. He always wanted us to stop what we're doing and turn back to him. That's all he wants from us, to stop what we're doing and turn back to him. It was never his intention for us to die. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So we gotta understand this. Amen, hallelujah. God is not out to get you. God is not punishing you for old sins. Amen, hallelujah. What it says, pardon, to be pardoned, the action of forgiving. Another definition for pardon is to release an offender from the legal consequences of an offense or conviction, often from blame. Like I said, I released you from the legal consequences. Like he was saying, the legal consequences was death. When you get pardoned, they tell you like the president. Like if somebody is convicted of a crime, you know, whether they done it or they didn't do it, if they convicted of a crime and they was found guilty and they was put in jail for that crime, you know, they can write a letter to the president and prove they innocent if they in now for conviction, or if they in now in jail for something that they did, they can write a letter to the president and try to get pardon, try to get out, try to get the president pardon. They send, you know, I mean, pardon their conviction. Amen, hallelujah. And when the president pardons their convictions and they get out, that means like whatever they had on their record, like if they went to jail for stealing, if they went to jail for murdering somebody wrongfully or whatever, if the president pardons their conviction and let them out, that means that when they go look for jobs, when they go try to get an apartment, whatever was on their record cannot hold them back from getting whatever job they want. You know how people go to jail and they get out of jail and they can't find a good job because they got a record. They got stuff on their record that's keeping them from getting the good job that they want. Or they try to go get an apartment because of the stuff that's on their record, they can't get that apartment. Amen, hallelujah. But see, when you got your record that the president has pardoned your conviction, meaning have let you free and sealed your record up, they can't use that against you. That job can't use that against you. That apartment you're trying to get, they can't use none of that against you because the record is sealed. Amen, hallelujah. I'm saying that to say this. That's what the Lord has done for us to the point. Like, whatever we did, it cannot affect us going forward in our, amen, hallelujah. If we lied, that doesn't affect you. You know, if you committed adultery, that's not going to affect you. Amen, hallelujah. You're not still, once the Lord forgave you, you're not still walking under the law of death. Amen, hallelujah. You have now became it to life. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, I do. So the Lord, he's not holding anything against us. You know, so we perceive what's happening to our life as a punishment, but the Lord is not punishing us. You know, he's really trying to, he's using situations to try to lead us and guide us. Amen, hallelujah. As soon as something rises up in our lives, we, you know, say, for instance, you got a car, you get in arrest, you'd be like, man, Lord, what did I do? you know, or you get to, you have everything going on, and then everything come crashing down, and you feeling like, Lord, what did I do? Like, what are you trying to tell me? Did I do something? Or you feel like I said in the beginning, you feeling like, oh, I must have did something wrong. No. You know, the Lord, you know, if you want to obtain stuff that the Lord has set in store in our life, we have to do it his way. And that's his way of doing it. You got in that car wreck. Maybe he wants to give you a new car. You know, you ain't got enough. Say for instance, you ain't got enough money to pay for that house, pay for that rent. Maybe he want to give you something new. Well, if you set up that thing, oh, I lost my car, or you want to set the soul in, you know, do you believe the Lord is with you? Amen, hallelujah. Do you really believe the Lord is with you? Because if you do, you'll know, like, God must have a plan. He must have a plan in store for me. Like the word says, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you before you was even thought of, before your parents thought of you. I knew you, and I knew the plans that I had for you, and it was to do good, not evil towards you. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So we gotta let the Lord lead us. Like in the scripture, where it say it was a eunuch reading the Bible, and Philip walked up to him, and he asked, "Do you understand what you read?" He's like, "Well, how am I understanding? I'm just paraphrasing. How am I understanding unless a man teach me?" Amen. Hallelujah. God uses situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can use a person to teach you something, talk to you about something. Or God uses situations to help move you to the next level of where he wants you to be. Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Now, this eunuch, I want to talk more about this this eunuch. You know, a eunuch is a person that castrates themselves, meaning they cut off their genitals, you know, so they won't have sex. Basically, so they won't have a distraction in their life to keep them from God. You know, basically, their genitals off so they won't have sex, and they basically work in the temple in the temple of the Lord or in the temple as a guard, guards in the temple. Amen. Amen. And amen, hallelujah. Give me one second. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So, yeah, they castrate themselves so they could, you know, so nothing won't distract them from God to see. You know, that's good and all, you know, and that's, you know, what the units do, that's an example of what we do. You know, we try to, now that we with the Lord, we trying to stay pure, we trying to get away every evil thing that we think that will distract us from our walk with the Lord. We try to get rid of every little thing, whether it be a friend, whether it be a family member, whether it be like eunuchs, you know, cutting off, you know, your genitals or whatever it is. All that to stay pure in God. But see, what we fell understand is God used bad situations. God used things that we perceive as bad situations to lead us to where he's taking us. Amen. Hallelujah. When we think we're doing ourselves a service by staying away from this person, staying away from that person, not talking to them, you know, or whatever the case may be, we're doing ourselves a disservice. Because the Lord is using that very person to lift you up. Amen, hallelujah. Whether it's to teach you patience, whether it is to teach you to, you know, trust in him. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to use that job, you know, to teach you something. Amen. But the minute somebody, you know, look at you wrong, or talk to you crazy, you ready to leave. Amen, hallelujah. But the Lord planted you there for a reason. Amen. That's probably the very reason he got you planted there. you know, to teach you to lean on what he says about you and not what other people saying about you. They can say whatever they want. He wants you to stand still and know that he is God and he can fight your battles without you having to do it yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, we want to say, oh, I need to protect my energy. I need to get away from that. You know, but the Lord planted you there. He's using it to raise you up, as the Bible says. To use your enemy as your footstool to get to the next level. But everybody we perceive as an enemy, we try to get them away from them. But the Lord trying to use your very enemy to raise you up. Amen. Hallelujah. So you really do yourself a disservice or charge. Amen. You know. Amen. Amen. And we feeling like, oh, the Lord ain't doing nothing. Now we get to feel like, well, the Lord ain't doing nothing. I ain't see the Lord do nothing. When the Lord gonna move? He trying to. He been trying to, but you not letting him. Why? Because we stuck in, we want God to come the way we want him to come. We got a certain image in our head of how the Lord could come. We want somebody to come drop $1 million in our hand. We want somebody to say, just walk up to us and say, you go to court. Not saying that ain't going to happen, you know, along the way. Amen. Hallelujah. But it don't always look pretty. When the Lord leads us, it don't always look pretty. Amen. Hallelujah. It might come through somebody. A blessing might come through somebody you don't like. Amen. Hallelujah. Healing might come through a job that you don't want to work. Amen. Hallelujah. But you will never know if you keep going by how you feel about it. Amen. 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 I know I'm a living witness, living witness. So many ways that the Lord has led me through life that I don't think a normal person would have just buzzed at. Like, they'd be like, how you gonna live? How you gonna eat? How you gonna do this? Nope. Amen. It was a period of time, and you know, I'm telling my business, but I don't care because I know I'm healed, you know, and I am set free, and I know what the Lord is doing, whether it looks right in man's eyes or not, if you want to be judgmental or not. But I'm gonna speak on what the Lord has done for me. Like, it was a period of time that me and my husband lived with his ex. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we was in an apartment. You know, we didn't have enough money to pay our rent. And, you know, and the last person, we was at the last day. It was like the last second. We didn't know where we was going. We didn't know where we was going at all. Then she pops up. You know, we had their dog. And so she was going to go pick up their dog because we had no place for the dog to go. And when she came to pick up the dog, she asked, y'all can come stay with me. This is the last person I would have ever thought to say, hey, y'all can come stay with me. Amen. It ain't because, oh, she likes us or nothing. It wasn't none of that crazy stuff you're probably thinking in your head right now. Maybe she just want to be close to the baby daddy. Maybe she, it wasn't none of that. All this that happened was all God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when we moved in, she had an attitude. She was feeling all types of ways. But she had to let us come, stay with us. She had no choice. Even when she didn't want to, she did. Because that's what the Lord ordered. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if I would have been like, nah, I didn't want to go stay over there with your ex-wife, her kids, blah, act like that. Oh, that's me missing my blessing. That's me missing my blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. And we stayed with her numerous times. Even when she wanted, it's like we knew that she was like, she wanted. Like I knew in my spirit, she wanted us with us. It's been plenty of times, but she couldn't. She couldn't because it was ordained by God. When something is ordained by God, nothing can stop it. Nothing can move it. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to trust and believe that God is with us. We can't go off about what we see. We can't go off about what we hear. I could, you know, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. I'm seeing you know, how she's slamming those, and, you know, she's saying this and she's saying that. I can't go off of what she's saying and her slamming those. I got to go about what the Lord has said. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord has ordained us to stay there. He gave us that place to stay. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can't go off of what we see. We got to trust the Lord and let him lead our life the way he do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't worry about what people going to say. People going to talk. That's because the word say, the word says that the ways of God is foolish to the world. The ways the Lord moves and guides us and leads us is foolish to the world. Because the Lord will have you leave a whole jar. And you got bills to pay. You got to say leave. To the world, that's like, what? How is you going to do this? Or how, you know what they be saying. You know? But we, as Christian folks, or as people of God, we know that God is our provider. God is our way maker. God makes ways out of no way when it seems to be no way. Amen, hallelujah. We know that. So we know we in good hands and we know we okay. You know, but to them, they like, well, you better than me. I ain't from the, you know, that's how the world thinks. Because they move off of what they see and study the Spirit of God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So we have to let the Lord lead our life. Just to reiterate, he's not punishing you. He's trying to resurrect your life. Amen, every area of your life. He's trying to resurrect that marriage. He's trying to resurrect your life. Amen. He's trying to bring you closer to him, teach you how to trust him, show you that he's with you. He's trying to bring you into all of it. But if you keep going off of what you see, you will never walk into what the Lord has for you. That's just like the children of Israel. When the Lord brought them to a land, along with Mr. Honey, and you know, he wanted them to go in, and obtain the land. He said, go sent them to scope out the land. He had them in the land for years, scoping it out to spies, and they came back. And they said they was flooded with milk and honey. And then when the day came where the Lord told them to go in and obtain the land, they were scared. Because they say, these people are bigger than us. These people are stronger than us. They felt like they was going to just be destroyed. Amen, hallelujah. They couldn't obtain the land because they was too busy going off of what they see. Amen, hallelujah. When they have been with a God that has delivered them from Egypt, that has fed them in the wilderness, amen, hallelujah, has kept the same clothes they left from Egypt, you know, like it's new. Amen, hallelujah. He has worked so many miracles before they even got to the land. And they still were scared. Despite all the miracles God has shown. Amen, hallelujah. Let us not, amen, hallelujah. Let us not be scared. Let us not say, oh, they got a degree. I don't have a degree to get that job. Let us not say that. The Lord say, apply for that job. Apply for it. Guess what? If it's meant for you to get, you shall have it. I don't care if the job requires this or that or this or that. Because of the God that you serve, it shall be so. It shall be so. Amen. Hallelujah. If that car is meant for you at that dealership, I don't care what your credit score is. If God meant for you to have it, it shall be so. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Because God is with you. God overrules any and everybody. God will make anybody show favor to you. People who don't like you are going to like you because God is over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us to have the best. He wants us, he came so we can have life and life more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have, I'm telling you, we have life right now. We are sitting in heaven with God right now. We don't have to leave the earth to sit with God. We're sitting with him right now. We're walking with him right now. The storehouse is full and ready to overflow right now. If we just trust him. I remember in the word where it said, I would give you houses you didn't build. Vineyards you did not grow. Amen, hallelujah. That's what I want. Amen, hallelujah. He said, I got houses that you didn't even build or put into, ready for you to obtain. Vineyards you didn't grow. Amen. I got businesses waiting for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I got all of this waiting for you. If you can just trust me. Amen. Hallelujah. I promise you, everything that's happening in your life is ordained and planned by God. If you can just ride that rocky wave when it happens, trust me, it's the light at the end of that tunnel. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. I don't know about you, but I know this from experience. Yes, I'm speaking the words of the Lord, but I know my experience backs it all up. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. I remember being in high school, you know, I was at my last year, you know, we were back in 2012, my last year of high school. And, you know, I was living with my sister. And at that time, she had to move. And, you know, I wasn't allowed to go where they was going. So, again, I didn't know where I was going. You know, I was in high school, you know, and then, you know, I had just got my first job, you know, for the first time. And on that job, I had met my husband on that job. And, you know, I'm at the end of high school, and we were still, like, in the top stages of the world. And I didn't know what I was doing. But I packed my stuff. Packed there was all my stuff. And I just left, and I got to walking. I didn't know where I was going at all. No, I'm not. I'm no kidding you. There's no exaggeration. I didn't know where I was going. I got to walking down the street, and I started my head. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go sit at the bus stop. That's what I was going to do. I was going to sit at the bus stop, you know, try to figure out something. So on the way walking, you know, a friend of my brother-in-law, you know, stopped and asked me, you need a ride? I was like, yes. So I got in, and I said, drop me off at the bus stop. And on the way to the bus stop, I had seen one of my friends. And I said, you know what, follow that truck. And I got in a truck with my friend. When I got in a truck with her, she gave me somewhere to stay. Got me a hotel, made sure, you know, I had something to eat. Then, you know, the story goes on. And then after that, you know, the Lord just kept moving. He provided places for me to go. He provided food. You know, he didn't allow me to stay on the streets. He didn't allow me to go into a shelter. The Lord provided the whole way. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, I got endless stories how the Lord has moved in my life. You know, amen. When I didn't know what was gonna happen, how it was gonna happen. You know, the time we fell on hard times in Houston. You know, and our pastor, Pastor Pate, that you know we up here in Dallas with right now, he moved us up here. You know, we met him on the prayer line. We didn't know him from Adam and Eve. He didn't know us from Adam and Eve. But yet, the Lord moved on one pastor to another to get us where we needed to be. We didn't know we was going to end up here. Amen. But we did. And what? Yet again, he provided us with a place. He provided us with food. And you know what? It ain't even always about just the tangible stuff. You know, along that way, the Lord dealt with our mind, dealt with our heart. He elevated us in those areas too. He was showing that he was with us. He taught us how to lean on him. Amen, hallelujah, not to lean on people. He taught us forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? He helped us get past our past and understand what was going on and help us get through it. You know, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. He taught me and my husband not to lean on each other and make each other God to yourself, but lean on him and he shall bring us together as one. Amen, hallelujah. He taught us that. Not just the tangible, he taught us all things too. And still is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go to this last scripture real quick. It's going to be in Micah chapter 6. And you can write this down too. Let me get to it real quick. Micah chapter 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got some background noise. You got a phone.
I'm sorry. That's me. Let me move. Oh, the kids through over here.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, all the
you got it.
Children came out to get their dad for their knees, so
huh?
I'm sorry, I'm moving.
Okay. Okay, I got it right here. Micah chapter 6. And let's see what verse it is. I wrote down my tablet. Micah chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. Amen. Chapter 6. And I believe this is the new Living Translation that I'm coming out of. Okay, chapter 6. What it say, what can we bring to the Lord to make up for what we've done? Should we bow before God with offerings of yearly calves? Shall we offer him thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of olive oil? Would that please the Lord? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for sins of our souls? Would that make him glad? No, O people, the Lord has already told you what is good, and this is what he requires to do, what is right, to love, and to walk humbly with your God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This was in this particular passage. The Lord had asked him. He had counseled him. He was like, come on, tell me. Tell me what have I done to you. Tell me how I've wearied you. Tell me why you tired of me. And they were saying, they were saying, like, what can we do to please you? Because it seems like you never please, basically what they were saying. It seemed like we can never please you. We do this, we do that, but it's like you're not pleasing. And he's telling them, all I require of you is to do right, love mercy, and walk humbly. That's all he required of us. He wants us to receive his mercy and his grace that we have all our lives and walk with him. That's it. All this other stuff we're trying to do. Oh, you trying to do this for the Lord. I'm doing this for the Lord. He ain't asking you to do that. See his mercy and his kindness and his forgiveness over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he wants for us, mercy. He desires to give us mercy. He desires mercy, not sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves us for real, for real. He really do love us. I'm telling you right now that your life, you live a new life in Christ. You have a clean slate right now. Your slate is clean. Whatever you've done in the past, it's clean right now. It's washed away. It's sealed by the blood. You just have to believe it and receive it. I don't care if people want to try to bring up your past in your face or whatever. But I'm telling you, God ain't. ain't doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. God ain't still looking at what you did in the past. He has sealed it by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. It is sealed. And you have new life in him right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And he desires to do everything that he wants. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to believe it. And you have to receive it. And you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Christ. And when we talk about confessing that Jesus is the Christ, we ain't just talking about just saying Jesus is the Christ. No. You got to admit that you have sinned against God. And God has, for the sin that you committed, he has sent Jesus to cover that for you. Amen. If you say to yourself, well, I ain't seen, or I ain't do nothing. Well, he ain't come for you. He came for the sinners. He came for the sinners. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to confess that he is Lord. He came to wash our sins away. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got to believe that in our heart. We got to believe that our sins are washed away. We got to believe that Jesus came and he washed them away. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to confess that. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's about wraps up what the Lord has gave me about our sins being pardoned. He just wanted you to know that he's not punishing you. He's not holding nothing over your head. He's just trying to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Out with old, in with new. Amen. Hallelujah. We are no longer under the law, but we are under his grace. We're not under the penalties of the law. We don't have to worry about death. We don't have to worry about that because it's sealed and covered. Jesus already paid that price. Ain't no use for us paying it the second time. He already paid it.
Amen.
All we gotta do is believe. Amen. Hallelujah. We no longer have to worry about death. We are in eternal life right now. Like the pastor was preaching in church today, Jesus saying he is the resurrection, meaning now. Because at that time, when they was at the tomb of Lazarus, they were saying they was waiting for the day, you know, he'll be raised up, you know, we all leave this earth. But Jesus said, no, no, I am the resurrection. I can resurrect right now. Tell you right now, we are resurrected right now. We don't have to wait to die to be resurrected. We resurrected right now. You just have to believe and receive. Amen. And I'm back over to you, brother.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word. Amen. That revelation word. Hallelujah. God, amen, is not punishing us. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Once you repent, hallelujah, amen, you're not being punished once you repent. See, what the enemy do, what you don't know is like First Lady was saying, amen, God is cultivating you. God is shaping you. God is molding you. He's got you in the process, and sometimes the process don't feel good. And the enemy will try to relate what don't feel good to something you did in the past. And the two have absolutely nothing, hallelujah, to do with each other. But the enemy wants to keep us in what? Condemnation. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to keep us defeated. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to keep us feeling guilty. Hallelujah. But we thank God today, hallelujah, amen, that God sent a word that he is not, hallelujah, punishing us, praise God. So we can get that out of our head. Hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God. The only reason, if you're being punished, is because you haven't repented. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Once
yeah.
you repent, the punishment is over with. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's not still punishing you for something you did 20 years ago, 5 years ago. Hallelujah. 5 weeks ago. Praise God. Once you reach the point of repentance, hallelujah, that's the issue. Hallelujah. We get trials confused with tribulation. A trial is a test. A tribulation is a punishment, but sometimes they look and feel the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we have to discern, amen, what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes, I'm going to say this, then we're going to pray for the woman of God. We're going to move forward. Hallelujah. Sometimes we gotta use our common sense. Did I do anything to be punished? Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God is not like man. Hallelujah. Man will accuse you. Man will think you did something you didn't do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man will get mad at you and punish you. Praise God. But God is not man. God knows the truth. Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes in your ear and say God is punishing you for this, that, and other thing, you got to ask yourself, have I done anything? Hallelujah. Have I something I ain't been repented of? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do God have a reason? Praise God. Remember, unless you had some kind of crazy parent, hallelujah, your mama just ain't come in and just whipped you for nothing. Daddy ain't just beat you for nothing. Hallelujah. You had to do something to deserve the punishment you were given. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to look and tell the devil, I ain't did nothing. Hallelujah. You ain't nothing but the accuser of the brethren, and all you doing is accusing me to myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for that word today. God, hallelujah, is not punishing you. Amen. Let's pray for the woman of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for the woman of God on today. We thank you for the word, hallelujah, that you blessed her to bring to us today, Lord, the revelation knowledge that we are not, hallelujah, being punished. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you came and you died for our sins, that you pardoned us, hallelujah, by nailing our sins to the cross. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, like you said in John 3:16, that it is your will that no man perish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That whoever believeth in your only begotten Son shall not perish. Hallelujah. But have everlasting life. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to open up the line briefly. Amen. If we have any testimonies, prayer requests, any comments on today, hallelujah, the phone line is open. Amen. Will there be one?
Yes. This is Sister Paige. I came on late, but I enjoyed the word, what she said, you know, about, you know, you have given us for our sins, and we don't need to, you know, carry them around anymore. You know, like I said, devil can convict you, but if you know, you haven't did anything, so, but you know, then if you did do anything, God already then paid the price when he died on the cross for our sins. And then once we get that to our spirit, then devil cannot mess with us. Because he knows the one that he can mess with and don't mess with. You know, so you just believe that he can do or say, because Jesus already paid for our sins way back on Calvary. And, you know, I just thank God for sister, and I thank God for you, that y'all know y'all are part of our lives. And we appreciate y'all, you know, being, you know, a member of, not the church, but a member of Care Church family, you know. So I just thank y'all for
amen.
That.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for First Lady Paige on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be a part. Hallelujah. Of the family. Praise God. Amen. We thank God
amen.
For you and Pastor Paige as well. Praise God. Wishing him a happy seventh. Oh, Lord, I can't talk. 70th birthday. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got tongue-tied for a second. That normally don't happen. Amen. Praise God. We can have a happy 70th birthday today. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. And many more. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God
amen.
For everybody out there on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, we've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Amen. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. God is not punishing us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We have already, hallelujah, been forgiven. Once we repent, we forgiven. I used to say, amen. God said he even forgot about our sins. That's what he said. I forgot about it. I threw it into a sea of forgiveness. I turned my back to it. So we sitting here asking God for forgiveness, and he like, what are you talking about? You know, Lord, what I did 20 years ago, I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. praise God. You just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that word on today. Let's not let the enemy talk us into thinking we being punished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. Hallelujah on today. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Amen. We want to remind everybody, make sure you call in. Hallelujah to the 783-7476 on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, amen, Central Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time, and 8 o'clock on the East Coast, praise God. Bishop Page and First Lady Rebecca will be live with the Bible study, amen, praise God. And we will be here on Saturday afternoon, praise God, amen, at 3 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Central Time, and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We will be live with Sister Alexandra and her daughter Kendra Cole with Salt of the Earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then Saturday, amen, praise God, at 10 o'clock Pacific Time, 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, amen, featuring Apostle Eldon Curry. Amen. Praise God. And we will be back that next Sunday, of course, 11 o'clock service. Amen. Living with Purpose. Amen. With Mac and Rebecca Page. And, of course, hallelujah, my wife and I will be back, amen, at 7 o'clock that night. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for everything God is doing within the ministry, outside of the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all your listeners out there on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We plan to move, try to enlarge our platform, try to see if we can get on Apple. Hallelujah. Apple Music. Praise God. So we're going to see
Amen.
How that works out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank God for the move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like somebody told me yesterday, the pandemic has truly been a blessing. Hallelujah to the church. The church didn't see it at the time. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But it's truly been a blessing, praise God. So we just thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. In the media ministry. Amen. And we're gonna go ahead and pray out for the night. Amen. And we'll see y'all back next week. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your revelation knowledge on tonight that we are not in a punishment phase. Hallelujah. We are in a restoration phase. Hallelujah. We are in a resurrection phase. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For bringing that word up with us today. Now we can walk in confidence knowing, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, know the plans that you have for us, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. Touch the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue to pour unto her the wisdom and knowledge to pour it onto your people. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch everybody under the sound of my voice. You know, each and every last one of our needs. And only you can supply those needs, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are already in the process. Hallelujah. We magnify you and we praise your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And like we always say, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see you next time on We Got That Word.
Praise
God.
I got it. I got it. You've been winning.
to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lost my knife on me. Don't know where I would be, don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.